both of them, stark naked and had it like knives. BBC One at 7 o'clock in the evening. It was disgusting. I don't know what that David Attenborough thinks he's about.
And this is one house of which it can truly be said, una paloma blanca.
A Bonnie Langford concert. I think I'd rather be gang-raped by the House of Lords.
As I see it, one American life is the same as two European lives, four Japanese lives, 70 African lives and 300 Central American lives. At least that's how it was at close of business yesterday.
I'm afraid I was very much a traditionalist. I went down on one knee and dictated a proposal which my secretary faxed over straight away.
I had this idea for a television series, which I sent to Channel 4, in which every week people have to kill Noel Edmonds in a different way. But they said they were already working on something very similar.
My father voted Conservative and my mother voted Labour, so I suppose by rights I should vote Liberal Democrat. But in fact, I'm a Nazi. Funny how things turn out. But then my bereavement counsellor died. I didn't know who to turn to.
I suppose, if I'm honest, I use my penis as a sort of car substitute.
A challenge for her? Yeah, I've got a challenge for her. Why don't you see if she can bleed it? Well, bleep herself. If a charity, obviously.
It was just so funny. It was just so bloody funny. I literally died. It was bloody brilliant, actually. No, seriously, it was really funny, actually. He just picked me up and slapped me really hard. And I cried and cried, but he wouldn't take any notice. And then he put a plastic tag round my wrist, cut my umbilical cord and put me in a cot. It was awful.
If things had worked out differently, it's strange to think that I would now be Foreign Secretary and Douglas Hurd would be an assistant librarian. Weird, isn't it?
What I always said myself is, what would Lester Pigott have done in this situation?
Well, I was given one of those personal organisers, so when I went to work, everyone said, you're a bit of a yuppie. It was so funny, because yuppies are those new people, you know, who are very trendy. A bit of a yuppie. Dear, oh dear, that's probably the funniest things ever happened to me.
There was a very famous writer once, I can't actually remember who it was, but he was once asked by a hotel porter for his name, and he said G.K. Chesterton. I think it might have been Oscar Wilde.
You see, it's a problem of discipline. Young people know nothing of service. They should all be forced to do some time in the army. There's muggings, rapings, beatings, violence, cruelty. Fair enough, that's the army, but at least it teaches you how to serve.
We took the caravan down to Dorset this year and pushed it over a cliff.
I'm not really interested in clothes. Not really. Long as they get me from A to B.